I dig your colors, girl. Shades of life, a lot of you. Tell me what you see through your eyes of changing hue.
Hello, color. You're listening to the most chromatic podcast around, and I'm so pleased you're here. I'm Momtaz Begum Hussein, and if I had a middle name, it would definitely be Colour. I describe myself as colour in human form. Colour is such a big part of my life that it basically is my life, and that's what's inspired me to start the Hello Colour podcast. Today I'm back with my Colour 101. So on alternate weeks, I focus on a particular hue, and this week we are getting in the pink. There's no other colour that makes me smile in the way pink does, and I know that I'm not alone. Pink is the ultimate feel-good hue. It's energising and uplifting, but also has a lesser-known relaxing side which can literally change your life. So why did pink end up as the colour associated with little girls? And how can you experience the healing powers of the colour pink? Well, let's dive in to find out. Made by mixing white into the colour red, there are lots of connotations of the colour pink, and therefore different energies that it can radiate. A soft cherry blossom pink will have calming properties, while vivid neon pink will make you feel alert. Yet at the same time, you'll feel uplifted and positive. Pink has a natural nurturing aura. It's comforting and protective, much like the pink we experienced when we were a mere bundle of cells. The uterus is a pale red colour, and though it's dark inside the womb when fetuses are developing, light does pass through. And when that light flashes up on those pale red walls, that child is receiving their first dose of colour energy, pink. And it's an energy that makes them feel loved and protected. One of the impressive aspects of pink is that it can reduce aggressive feelings. So if you're in a situation where you're angry and your emotions are making you feel destructive, like you want to lash out, pink energy will add clarity to the situation. It can help you move away from feeling so negative and allow you to assess things in a clearer frame of mind. That's how the colour Baker Miller Pink came about. In the 1970s, this particular shade of pink was used to paint prison cells in the US. People who had been charged with violence or other offences connected with their rage were placed in prison cells painted in pink. Initial results found that it worked. There had been no hostile or violent behaviour from inmates after they spent time in pink cells. So it wasn't long before pink was introduced to psychiatric wards, youth centres and even sports locker rooms. But how can you harness this pink power yourself? If you feel like you're getting angry, then try and visualise the colour pink. Whether you take a moment to picture gorgeous bright pink flowers, scoops of soft pink ice cream, or perhaps a dazzling pink sunset. Once you start to focus on pink, it can help you feel calmer, reducing any tension and making you feel more relaxed. Gender and colour. I can't do an episode on the colour pink without touching on the topic of how colours have become gendered. The very fact that pink has become the colour associated with girls and blue the colour of boys is absurd. And yet it's so ingrained in Western culture, it's become the norm. Yet, did you know it actually used to be the opposite? In the 19th century, it was decided that pastel colours were the colours best suited to babies. perhaps because of their softness and soothing nature. But it was another 100 years later, in the 20th century, that this idea of gender came up. Pink was the colour for boys, as it was regarded as a stronger colour, and blue was for girls, as it was considered more dainty. Now, would you agree that this is the case? Around the 1940s, clothing became miniature versions of adults' clothing. So this meant that baby boys could dress up like their father, while girls could dress up like their mothers. And that's when the colour switch happened, because pink became the feminine colour associated with women, and blue became the masculine colour associated with men and fathers. But categorising colours in this way, suggesting certain colours are for certain genders, is wrong. What's interesting is that generally women have no qualms about wearing blue. In fact, they wouldn't think twice about wearing it. And yet, there are very few men that would wear pink out of choice. There is such a disparity in this that if we see a man wearing pink, it's like a bit of a shock. Recently, I was in a taxi, and the driver, a Pakistani man, started chatting to me about colour. He explained that he loves it, but his wife doesn't. He told me that he has a pink shirt, and he recently wore it to go shopping in department store Harrods, where he got endless praise from the staff. He was beaming talking about his pink shirt. He clearly loved wearing it, but he was aware that it was making him different. But his storytelling of that situation and his experience of wearing the shirt brought me so much joy. Yet it was a reminder that there are these invisible restrictions and rules in place about colour that need to be lifted. If listening to this episode has piqued your curiosity about the colour pink, then please do give it a try and add some of it into your life. And if you already feel like you have pink, then could you try some different shades that perhaps you use less? Within the pink family, there are so many members, from bubblegum to dusky pink, magenta to neon. Let's add them all into our colour family tree. If this chat about pink has got you thinking about how you use colour in your life, or if it raises any questions, then send them my way. I'd be more than happy to answer your colour queries. You can email me or contact me on social media. I'm MomTuzBH on Twitter and Instagram. The details are in the show notes, along with a link to buying my book, Hello Rainbow, Finding Happiness in Colour. So until next time, stay colourful. Hello Colour is presented by Momtaz Begum Hussein. The show's theme tune, I Dig Your Colours, is composed by Cellophane Company, a three-piece band based in LA, London and Tokyo. Find them on Spotify and Apple Music, where you can listen to the track in full. It's taken from their EP, Colour Theory. Thank you for listening. And bye for now.